Today, we've relived some of our funnier, thoughtful, and more tragic moments on The Savvy Traveler. There are just a few more stops I'd like to make before we wrap up the year, beginning with one of the most romantic, a postcard from our own Fritz Ferber.
Dear Rudy, it's the time of year when I long to return to Russia's white nights. From late May through June, the sun never completely sets on St. Petersburg, filling the city with magic and possibility. It's been 6 years since I was there, but that glorious Russian sky still burns bright in my memory. I remember my girlfriend, Andrea, and I were standing at the base of the immense Kazansky Cathedral, looking up at the twilight. It was long past midnight, but the Russian sky was stuck in sunset or sunrise. Only my watch's moving hands and our growing unease marked the passage of time. In a few hours, Andrea would leave for Italy. We listened to the unfamiliar sounds of young people on night strolls along nearby Nevsky Prospekt. We could hear a group of men somewhere on Nevsky singing a drinking song. Если море было водка, я был бы подводная лодка. If the sea was vodka, I'd be a submarine. To the south, I could see thousands of stars glittering faintly in the nearly dark sky. But to the north, dark purple faded to blue, to pink, to yellow, until I could just barely make out a bit of the sun peeking over the horizon. Andrea and I had many adventures during the semester we spent studying in St. Petersburg and roaming through the former Soviet Union. We stood on top of a medieval castle in Vilnius, drank freshly brewed beer in Riga, walked on the frozen Gulf of Finland, and had snowball fights in front of the Winter Palace in St. Petersburg. But none of it could compare to the white nights, which created the illusion that our last night could go on forever. Rudy, I'd like to say the night never did end. But unfortunately, moments like that, beneath the white nights with someone you love, are just that, fleeting moments.